This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
Let me give you Liam Cohen. So he was on Pro Football Talk yesterday, and he was reminded how he sounded during his introductory press conference.
Duval.
So bad.
Is that him, or is that Sims?
Duval.
No, that's him.
That's from his press conference.
Okay. Chris did it right because then they played it, and then they asked him about it.
Did you have any idea, as the Duval was coming out, that it was going to become a thing?
Not at all. I'm a quarterback by nature. Everybody's got a different cadence. I'm learning that cadence.
I love it.
And I'm excited about kind of getting some of that moving forward.
You ready to, you want to do another one? You want to try to balance out?
Do you know someone put that together 30 minutes so it's like a sitcom of just doing that over and over for 30 minutes on YouTube?
You know, you would think these guys have been around the NFL long enough to know exactly what to say and how to say it.
Yeah.
Duval.
I got to give C-Mac credit. He said that he looked animatronic, like he was a part of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah,
true.
Not far off. And then you had, I mean, I don't have it in front of me now, but I mean, just put this guy together with that new GM that we played yesterday. Oh.
Yeah, and they're working together. It's crazy.
Oh, by the way, CBS ranked all 59 quarterbacks that started a game this year.
Okay.
Any idea where they ranked Trevor Lawrence? So if you start, like, Tommy DeVito was in this. He was ranked, you remember, Al, was it 49 for Tommy?
Yeah, but do you take into account the amount of starts that a player had? Or you're just taking the stats from one game and then comparing that to somebody's
anybody that started a game?
So Kirk Cousins would have fallen off the face of the earth.
Probably.
Right?
I would think so.
So you're
Jaden Daniels was 2.
All right. So, because you could say, where was Josh Allen?
4 or 5, something like that. Burrow was 3. Lamar Jackson 1.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes 8.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have a great offensive year.
I'll say 25.
I'm going to say like 32nd.
30. Yeah, they ranked Trevor Lawrence 30th.
He had a terrible year.
Very much so. Let's see. We don't have a lot of time here. Let's give you, how about this? I give you Ben Johnson, the new head coach of the Bears, talking about what a psycho in a good way Caleb Williams is and how he wants to just get locked in.
Man, I tell you what, he's hungry. He's hungry. I'm trying to watch the Super Bowl with my family. I made it back to Detroit just for a weekend, and I'm watching, and my phone just keeps buzzing, and it's Caleb time and time again. You know, what's going on here? What do we think? Oh, that was a cool play. Things like that. And so it's I just know this is a hungry individual that he's ready to get this career started of his because he's got a chance to be pretty darn special.
Now, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm fired up.
Oh, yeah. And I know. I'm a little bit worried about that team getting good really quick because of Ben Johnson. In the Aaron Glenn press conference, he was talking about some of the guys that he hired off the Detroit staff.
And yes.
And Aaron Glenn's like, I know Ben Johnson gets all the credit.
I have that.
he did. That thing.
I was going to play
that again?
Yeah, he goes, all the credit.
Man,
I mean, I'm definitely emphasizing it.
You're not wrong on what you're saying.
I did air quotes.
I cut that too, and I was going to play it last hour. I ran out of time, and I can't find it.
But he said there's other guys on the staff that we have here that were a big part of it, the whole thing.
Said that guy was the passing game coordinator and was a huge part of the offense's success.
That is good. That's good.
Just quickly, Knicks Sixers tonight. One from Carl Anthony Towns was reminded their 0-7 record against the elite teams like Oklahoma City, Boston, and Cleveland.
We understand we have certain expectations on us, and we want to fulfill those and also exceed them. And, you know, so like you said, those teams we haven't played the best against this year, and we haven't come out on top. But we stay confident in this locker room. We continue to move forward. We continue to find ourselves getting better every single day.
And I know Tibbs got killed for putting him back in that game with the quote-unquote tweak knee. He went back in. He also said they told him to go back there. He didn't want to, and he came out and he wanted back into the game. So I don't know if that still falls on Tibbs or not, but that is the case.
Well, the interesting thing moving forward is when Mitchell Robinson comes back, do they insert him in the starting lineup and say, take out Josh Hart?
Well, Tibbs called him their starting center yesterday.
Oh, he did?
He did.
All right, so there you go. So they take out Josh Hart, who I would think they would take out, and then have Josh Hart leading that group that comes off the bench with immediate energy, which is what he did when he first got here.
That is true.
Yep.
And then it was last year's playoffs when he got the starting role and was so significant and was so good. And then, of course, this year missing a five like Mitchell Robinson, that forced the starting five to be what it is right now. And Josh, plays like 38 minutes a game.
Right, balls to the wall, 38 minutes, too.
But having that, now the question, you know, again, this is a mind. It's a mindset. He goes from being a starter to a bench player. How is that going to be handled?
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He seems like he's a guy that kind of is a team first type of guy. So I'm sure he knows how important he's going to be in every role. So he wants a team to get better. He was also someone who said early on in the season that we got to be more unselfish if we want to be great. So he's got to take his own advice.
I'm assuming that they would take Hart off the court.
Well, it would make sense. I mean, if Towns, I would imagine, falls down to four.
Yeah, sure.
I would think so. Rangers beat the Islanders 5-1. You got the Devils in Colorado tonight. With that, moment of the day. So Gio has had some issues with his ear. A guy called in and said there's a woman in Queens that can help. I guess she's Asian, so she didn't speak English. Al did talk to her, but because she didn't speak English, nothing really happened. Yet Al still said at the end of the phone call,
I don't know why I said I'll try back. Like Eddie said, what do you expect to change?
I said try back when she learns English.
Well, what do you think? What language was she speaking?
I am not sure. The man who goes to her said she was Asian.
Yeah. So it could China. Be Korean, it could be Chinese, could be Japanese, could be anything.
I speak neither of those. None of those.
Can you put it into Google Translate?
I guess I could if I knew the language.
Yeah, you can't even get that far because if you're saying, what language are you speaking, she doesn't understand that. You have no idea. You got no clue. No, I mean, Eddie might be able to detect it, right? Like, you're a dialect guy?
I could probably detect Mandarin from Cantonese or Fukinese, but...
Fukinese.
let me hear a little bit more of her. Yes, Coco, this is Eddie Scazzeri, WFAN. I'm trying to detect your dialect.
And it also could be Taiwanese. Because he mentioned Taiwan.
Oh, he did. Okay.
Oh, yes, that's Fukinese. Mm-hmm, Fukinese. Al, you can put into Google Translate the Fukinese.
And then Eddie would have his his dialect.
He would start talking to her like that.
Exactly.
Which I don't want to do.
Because
it's probably not going to sound great.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Oh, man. Did you know Fukinese was a thing until this morning?
No, I did not.
I did not know either.
And I knew Mandarin.
Who speaks Fukinese?
My mother-in-law did.
Oh, okay. So there's Mandarin dialect, Fukinese dialect, and
Cantonese, and there's a few others as well. But those are, I think, those are the three main ones.
Cantonese.
you know, hearing that back, I didn't realize it was that funny. But hearing it back, it was really funny.
Okay. God. Thank you, Jerry. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not playing today. All unfortunately, right, I'd like to. Boomer's has meetings.
Yeah. I got to have meetings.
And you live too far.
And yeah, you have to go to an ENT.
Well, I would play golf instead and suffer with the ear. And then just deal with it tomorrow or a colder day.